AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Officials in Hawaii say more than 800 people remain unaccounted for following the wildfire that swept through Lahaina. It's not known if those people died or made it to safety but haven't checked in. President Biden has toured the damage. He says federal agencies such as FEMA are doing everything they can to help.
FEMA's quickly provided 55,000 meals, 75,000 liters of water, 5,000 beds, 10,000 blankets. Working to help remove the debris, repair roads, and restore power.
Tropical storm Hillary has moved on from Southern California, marching northward and prompting flood watches and warnings in a half dozen states. The National Hurricane Center says Hillary has lost much of its steam as it moves over the Rocky Mountains. But the Hurricane Center warns continued life-threatening and locally catastrophic flooding is expected over portions of the southwestern U.S. Former President Trump says he has plans to surrender to Georgia authorities. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Former President Donald Trump says he's made plans to surrender to Georgia authorities. The former president says he will surrender on Thursday to face charges accusing him of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Trump wrote on his social media network that he's going to Atlanta, in his words, to be arrested. The post came hours after court papers said his bond was set at $200,000. The papers also say he is barred from intimidating co-defendants, witnesses, or victims in the case. That includes posts on social media or reposts to posts made by others. The bond agreement is signed by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, Trump's attorneys, and the judge. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. A United Nations report says more than 200 former Afghan government officials and security forces have been killed since the Taliban's takeover 2 years ago. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The report says the most targeted groups of extrajudicial killings have been the former army, police, and intelligence forces. The UN documented at least 800 human rights violations between the Taliban's takeover in August 2021 and the end of June this year. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said in a press release, "The report presents a sobering picture of the treatment of individuals affiliated with the former government and security forces." The Taliban-led Afghan Foreign Ministry has dismissed the report, saying it was unaware of any cases of human rights violations committed by Taliban officials or employees. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A Kansas Department of Revenue spokesperson says the initial search online of a state website that led to a central Kansas police chief to raid a local weekly newspaper was legal. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.